We weren't born with smartphones in our hands, and we won't be tweeting our own death notices. Yet these are the items that dominate our every moment. Dr. Reed Schuchart, a media ecologist from the New York University, explains our digital compulsions this way. It is very difficult to step out of the immediacy, the necessity of media, and say, maybe I don't need this, because we believe we have control over their effects, because we made these technologies. But the truth is, we make our technologies and they remake us in their image and for their purposes. We've become accustomed to a new way of being alone together, says early internet champion Sherry Turkle, now a growing skeptic. Technology enabled, we are able to be with one another and also elsewhere, connected to wherever we want to be. We want to customize our lives. We want to move in and out of where we are because the thing we value most is control over where we focus our attention. In my own life, I wanted to untangle the web of my online engagements, so I gave up the internet for 31 days. I was tired of Facebook mediating my relationships and discontented with my compulsion to constantly check in online. I knew the internet was allowing me to emotionally disengage from myself and my loved ones. I was living in a constant state of information overload and a vacuum of joy. I had too much information and not enough wonder. I was seeking beyond what Sherry Turkle calls our steady state of distracted connectedness. My fast consisted of disabling data on my smartphone and completely turning off my email. I chronicled my experience with a letter a day, complete with news clippings, quotes, and thoughts on technology. Each letter was hand or typewritten, mailed, then scanned and posted to a blog by my friend Marissa Duclo, creating a conversation between friends and open to the world at large. These letters, some of which are included, set out a narrative that examines the implications, both good and bad, of a technologically focused life. The experience, chronicled as the project Letters from a Luddite, fueled my passion for exploring the intersection of technology, relationships, and joy, and led to the writing of this book. The Joy of Missing Out examines the implications of a technologically focused life and the dynamic possibilities for those longing to cultivate a richer on- and offline existence. Using historical data, typewritten letters, chapter challenges, and personal accounts, I make the case for increasing the intentionality in our day-to-day lives, offering solutions for living in a wired world.